Before we start today's episode, just to let you know, you can now nominate for the 2025 Northern Power Women Awards to be in with a chance of celebrating with changemakers, trailblazers and advocates on the 3rd of March 2025. Nominate now at wearepower.net.
Women Podcast. For your career and your life, no matter what business you're in.
Hello and welcome to the Northern Power Women Podcast and the final episode of this The Rise Up season. I'm your host Simone Roche, and whether you have stumbled across this episode or a dedicated listener, I'm so glad that you've tuned in as we have a fantastic guest joining me today. But the first warning bell that we are now in the final week of nominations for the Northern Power Women Awards 2022, and submitting a nomination couldn't be simpler. Just click on the link in the show notes, register an account and pick the category you would like to nominate. By choosing to recognise the work these amazing individuals, communities, teams and organisations do, you will help us to continue to spotlight and showcase the fantastic talent we have across and from the North. Speaking of talent in the North, I'm joined by Graham Lucas of Michael Page, who incidentally won this year's Large Organisation Award. Graham has worked in the recruitment industry for 17 years and does not look old enough. And for the past 7 years, he's been the managing director for Michael Page, leading the Northern region. He sits on the UK board and is passionate about the organisation's purpose, which is changing lives. I couldn't agree more. And whilst being responsible for the delivery of talent solutions to customers, he and his wider team look to use the fortunate platform that they have in partnering thousands of businesses across the North each year, trying to influence, change, share great ideas and amplify best practice from one organisation to the next. Graham, welcome to the podcast.
Hey Simone, great to be here. Thanks for having me.
So you are a large organisation with multiple offices, and it can be hard to keep a focus on committing to things like affecting change around diversity and inclusion. How have you and your team managed to achieve this?
It's a great question. And the first thing I'd call out is the word achieved, in the sense that sounds like we've kind of cracked it. We've got there and we're done. And look, we're so not. I think we're proud of where we've got to, but I think we're really honest about the fact that we've got a huge amount still to do. So before I say anything else, probably call that out because we recognize that. I think, look, I'd probably say a few things. I'm not sure any of them are revolutionary, but first is be honest about where you are. And I think actually you've got to be brave enough to hold your hands up where you know you're getting things right, but equally where you know you haven't got things right and there's a lot of stuff to do. I think, you know, having called them out, I think it's about, you know, being brave enough to put measures in place. It's about being brave enough to commit to tangible actions and commit to them publicly, both in your own business and externally, and then, you know, measure yourself in terms of progress against them. Couple of other bits that I'd say, you know, shared ownership. You know, for me, it has to be everybody's job, everybody's responsibility to help that journey along. And you know, wherever you can, I think you've got to create a real high trust environment so that people can call things out, whether they're coming up with great ideas, whether they're calling something out they're not comfortable with. I think if you can create that culturally, you stand a chance of making progress every year. And the final one that I'd say, which is probably how we got to know each other and lots of other people that I talk to, is you know, be brave enough to talk externally, you know, connect with other people, share ideas. We haven't got all the answers, but you know, sometimes some of the best things we're doing, we've stolen from other people, but we're open about that.
Do you know, I think there's something so really important about that shared ownership, and equally highlighting the fact that nobody is there, you know, nobody is across the line. And I learned that many years ago at the start of my journey into gender equality. I remember hearing a presentation from a massive telecoms organization, and they were like, nobody is there. And if anyone thinks they're there, then actually they're not. You've got to keep committing, you've got to keep innovating in what you do. So why then is it so crucial to make this commitment as an organization?
I think the really obvious thing that hopefully we all feel is that it is just morally, quite frankly, the right thing to do. But I think you get beyond that, and there's some really obvious, tangible things. So, you know, you look at top performing organizations, and there's been countless numbers of studies and insights that prove it. But, you know, it diversity of thought and diversity of team gives you better creativity and innovation. It gives you better decision making. Quite frankly, it gives you better profits, which I won't lie, we're interested in. But it gives you a higher engaged team of people, and makes you a better magnet for talent. And you know, for me, whatever you're in business for, whether you're in business to make a difference, whether you're in business to make a profit, you know, you can do more of that with a more diverse team. So, you know, how can it not be important?
And I think that purpose is important. You know, you think the last 18 months has been so amazingly challenging in many different ways, whether it's our young people being fearful about their future, whether it's people at the top making decisions in isolation. I think that being purposeful and intentional about what we do is so critical. So why is it important to keep the momentum going when it feels, like I said earlier, that no one is there or across the line?
Yeah, completely. And look, I think it's tough, isn't it? Because in some ways, I think there'll be lots of us out there that feel like we've done a lot as teams and as people, and we've managed to move the dial. But the honest reality, if you take a step back, where we've got to is unacceptable, you know, in the sense that actually it can be quite demoralizing, in the sense that there's still so much more to do. And you know, I'm fortunate enough to work in a large business where I'm afforded opportunities to do things, to invest in things, to get behind things. We work with a lot of SMEs where it's even harder. You know, it is really hard as a small business to move the dial on some of this stuff. And, you know, I think we can't give up. We can't lose faith in that. And, you know, actually what I would say is the thing that energizes me most, and, you know, I'm lucky enough that we work with a lot of young people. And I think, honestly, the most awesome thing is the generation of people who are coming into the workplace, because, you know, their energy, but not just their energy, you know, just their sheer attitude to not accept things. You know, they won't accept, you know, what we're doing around diversity. They won't accept what we're doing around the environment. They won't accept what we're doing around flexibility and future work. And, you know, for me, I think we're at a really interesting point where we're moving from this area where, there's lots of influential people like you and over the last couple of decades who've managed to be, you know, disruptive in a great way. You know, have managed to call things out and drive change. I actually think we're getting really close to a point where actually it's not just the disruptors, the masses, quite frankly, you know, are on this. And therefore, look, from an organization standpoint, I'm excited about that as a leader. But, you know, I think for anybody that is waning or hasn't gotten the train yet, you know, I just think it's a non-negotiable. People are about to call you out more than they've ever called you out before.
I saw some statistics recently where pre-pandemic, one of the most important things for an individual to stay with a business or employer was their opportunity for pay rises and reviews. That's gone from something like 77 down to 52%. But what has accelerated up to 46% or thereabouts is the importance of that flexible working, which you just talked about. And I think this is where, you know, I always go against that whole build back better. We want to go back. We want to take all the good bits and move those forward, because that, you know, whether that's through flexibility or whether come back to purpose, you know, I think it's so important. And I know you're really passionate as an organisation about offering pro bono work and also giving your teams masses of volunteering and also things that are relevant to that individual. We know why it's important, because it's important for talent coming through. But why is it important to you, Graham?
I think it's important to us as a business on the basis that I think any organisation that's going to sustain themselves has to be an active part of the community they work in, and therefore we feel as an organization a real sense of responsibility to give something back. And look, it's important to me personally on the basis that, you know, I feel fairly privileged, literally, in the sense that, you know, I've got very lucky to have a good job, very lucky to work with a great team, and, you know, I think it'd be criminal to not use that. I think what we try and do wherever we can, I mean, we do other stuff, but we try and use the skills we've got. And look, we've got 1,000 people in the UK who are experts in career management. They're experts in how to ace an interview. They're experts in how to write a CV. And whether it's the work we do through schools, the work we do with homeless charities, the work we do with disability charities, actually what we try and do is stay in our wheelhouse, where if we can influence the employability of some of those individuals and help support people through free workshops and donation of our time, then why wouldn't you do that? You know, what, you know, and actually there's great energy in the business. We never struggle. You know, every time we put a call out to say, look, you know, we're going to a school or we've got a group coming in, you know, we're inundated. We've got five times the volunteers that we need for every one of those sessions. And look, you've been great. You've invited on some carousel stuff as well. And hopefully you've seen the same. There's never a shortage of appetite in the business for people to get stuck in.
And you know what? I think that's why we are all trying to do this with the awards this year. All of the nominations are going through the platform that we've built. And what we want to do is highlight those people who are nominating, because whether you're nominating, whether you're volunteering, doing the carousels, those carousels you talked about that sparked 8,400 conversations in the last 10 months. You know, I hear what you're saying. Every time we put shout outs for that, we get way more mentors. And I flash back to the mentoring program that we ran. Do you remember? It was a great partnership between Michael Page and Northern Power Women, cross sector, 10 month period. And what we still get anecdotally are those relationships still alive. And not only are the mentees benefiting from these relationships and having a mentor, it's that those now are passing it on and they're now mentoring others. And I think that's why one bit of volunteering can spiral into so much good stuff, can't it, Graham?
We had that motto, didn't we? Which was it had to be pay it forward. You know, that was the deal. Which was, look, we'll try and put this on for you. You know, but actually, the only thing we ask of people, other than, you know, bringing your whole self into it and giving it a go, was be prepared to pay it forward. You know, and I think that was the great thing about that program. Actually, we'll never quite know, but hopefully, it wasn't just the 40 people who had the benefit of going through it. You know, hopefully, you know, we're into hundreds of people who have some way benefited from that ripple.
You know, I think right way back at the start of my Northern Power journey, it was always that intention at the back of my mind. How do you create that cascading approach to mentorship so that it becomes organic, natural, authentic? And that's what we want to capture on the platform, to measure that and to start shouting out about it. We know how generous our community is, and we want to create even more of these opportunities. So we look forward to doing more of these with you. So let's just go back to your win this year. What did it mean to you when the trophy literally arrived at your doorstep?
It meant stacks. Look, we had such a great night, and actually, you know, managed to pull off a night probably at a time where all of us needed it societally more than we ever probably imagined we did when we put ourselves forward for that category. So I think the first thing I would say is, look, massive shout out to Sherry Hughes, who deserves probably most of the accolade around the work she does as our UK D&I director. She's exceptional and quite frankly has challenged us to get into a far better place over recent years. So big pat on the back for her, but equally big pat on the back in the sense that actually it's a huge team effort, and there literally are, you know, hundreds of people who have contributed to the fact that we managed to get some recognition. But it's awesome. Why is it awesome? It it's great because I think, you know, coming back to what we said earlier on, it's a long journey, and actually I think everybody sometimes needs to be able to celebrate the little milestones and wins and recognition, not for the fact that we've cracked it, not for the fact that we've arrived, but for the fact that we're in a far better place than we were 3 years ago and 3 years before that and 3 years before that. And therefore I think it means a lot to the team to get that recognition, that actually, whilst, you know, it's baby steps every week, those baby steps add up and you can get some recognition. The other thing that I would say is the final thing is look, it's also been great to facilitate more conversations with other businesses. And actually, you know, we kind of connected with tons of people on the night of the awards through the judging process, you know, post. And therefore, look, you know, if the other thing that comes out of that is, you know, we've had another 50 conversations about stuff that's not right in the world and stuff that other people have got right and we can steal and they can steal from us. We love that. So look, it's been fantastic and we're massively appreciative of it.
No, that's great. And I think anyone who is considering putting a nomination in, I think it is about celebrating those milestones and those small wins is massively important for us. So please do get nominating. Not long to go now as we close on the 11th of October.
Look, Simone, I completely back that up. And less, clearly, I mean it as an organisation, but for me, talking to the people who managed to get shortlisted and the people who managed to win an award, I think it's just been an unbelievable experience for them. You know, whether it's around the recognition that they deserve, whether it's around connecting them with more people, whether it's around just celebrating the progress they're making. You know, I think anybody who's out there who quite frankly, thinks about nominating somebody, do it, because it will make a massive difference to them.
You know, it really does. And I think for those people that get nominated, it's that uplift, isn't it? It's that motivation. You know, we haven't had the nominations open for 2 years because we've had this crazy pandemic journey. So now more than ever, look around you. Who do you want to celebrate? Who do you want to recognise? It's really, really important. So finally, the Northern Factor, Graham. What makes the North so special?
I've got to get through this without probably trying to talk about football, because that's the only thing we might argue about. But I think I'm definitely a proud Northerner. I think a few things. I think I've worked all over, and you know, I think the level of collaboration, the level of community, and you know, people's genuine desire to help people is better in the North than anywhere I've seen it. I think we've got a real can-do attitude. You know, we're on the whole, we're a bunch of grafters who just want to get stuff done. And you know, I think that can be pretty powerful when people get behind stuff. And the third thing I'd say, which is, you know, I'm not suggesting the North small, but you know, I do think we're kind of small enough to care, but big enough to get stuff done. You know, and actually that's a real powerful combination, because I think sometimes when it, you know, you get too big, people can lose sight of some of that.
Graham, a huge, huge thank you for sharing why our work is never done, how to keep the momentum going and cracking on in the North. Remember, you still have until the 11th of October to get those nominations in. The Northern Power Women Awards is for all sectors, levels, genders, and most definitely never for just one night. Keep telling those amazing stories of people in and from the North who are doing inspiring and purposeful things. We can only do this with your nominations. So this is the final episode of the Rise Up season, but fear not, we will be coming to you next Monday, the 11th of October, with our brand new Leveling Up season. You won't want to miss it. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Please do tell your friends about our podcast. Reach out to us on socials at North Power Women on Twitter and Northern Power Women on all our other socials. Or drop us a line. We love that. podcast@northernpowerwomen.com. I'm Simone Roche, and you've been listening to the Northern Power Women Podcast, a What Goes On Media production. Ooh.